Welcome to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. This is Jimmy Lakey, and I'm delighted that you are joining us for this half hour. You can reach Call to Freedom at Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or by going to the website at www.freedomstreet.org. If you want to leave a message or order a Word-powered daily reading Bible guide or a Freedom Street Express newsletter, you can call us toll-free at 1-877-917-7256 and leave your name and address, including your zip code. If you want to talk to Barbara right now, she is expecting your call. You may call that same toll-free number, 1-877-917-7256, to speak to her. And now, let's join Barbara in the studio.
Welcome to Call to Freedom. I'm so glad you joined me today. And I've got two very special people in the studio with me. I want you to know how deeply God desires to bless you. As you're listening today, or if it's in the evening and you're listening at night, He wants to bless you. His love towards you is unconditional. His promises are infallible. And the good things He has planned for you are unstoppable. I want you to know that. All things work together for you, my dear friend, because He loves you and He's called you to a purpose that is beyond your own understanding. So you got to follow Him and trust Him. Oh, you are blessed to dispense, for in Him you live and move and have your being. I want to welcome Matthew and Kimberly Dwell. It's just such a pleasure to have you in the studio.
Well, it's great to be here finally, all the way from Oklahoma.
Oklahoma, yeah. Yes.
We did just get running water down there, just in case people want to know.
You like to tease
I know,
about
it's,
that.
A, yes. It's a really old joke.
Two Okies from Broken Arrow, mm-hmm. Yes.
No, it's a beautiful state.
It is.
I don't talk about that enough, no. But Oklahoma really is very beautiful. It's just kind of tough to weather the summers. But I've noticed in the last month, you've had higher temperatures here than we have had in Tulsa and Broken Arrow.
Yes.
So I feel very blessed.
More important than the topography or the geography are the beautiful people. They're so genuine and friendly. I think you're at the edge of that southern graciousness that's in the southern states of the United States. Mm-hmm. And Oklahoma is very friendly.
It is, and very spiritually diverse, I guess we should say. It's over 600 churches in the Tulsa market alone. You know, they say we are the Bible belt buckle of it. We have lots of universities there, mm-hmm. and, you know, ministries.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yes.
So it's very free to talk about the Lord mm-hmm. there, and almost take it for granted in a way, seriously.
Yes.
Yeah, we can be in restaurants and just
pray for
end up talking about Jesus right away.
Yeah, or I remember when we were getting groceries for you and your roommate, John and I were walking down the aisle. He was filling that grocery cart up really full, and the music, Amy Grant was really popular then. The music going on up and down the aisles, mm-hmm. John said, I can't believe this is mm-hmm. Christian music.
We have dealerships there that play Christian music, and it's their culture.
That's great. So,
and they're not preachy about it. If you get hired there, that's the culture.
Yeah.
And so it's really amazing, but it's good to be here.
That's marvelous. Well, I wanted to talk a little bit today about your marriage union, because it has been quite unorthodox. As a mother looking on the scene for 31 years, it's just been very unusual. And it may not have been a lovey-dovey kind of a union, but your 31-year marriage has the only words I can think of are endurance and perseverance, mm-hmm. and the respect that has grown for one another.
Matthew has endured me.
Yeah.
It's good.
No, I think another word would be peculiar. That's a good word to describe.
Yeah, as I watched you in the last 2 days working in my yard and cleaning up my yard, thank goodness, thank you, Lord, I've noticed a cooperation between the two of you and a respect. And I'm blessed by that, because there have been real challenges in your marriage in the 31 years. You getting into a vocation in which you were an apprentice apprenticed to a man who was very difficult to work for, and you were faithful, you were submissive to him until he retired, and then you started your own business. And then Kimberly, homeschooling four children at different levels. You had so many different age levels there in your home. So how do you start here for a half an hour, 20 minutes left? Go
for it.
You know,
I think what is interesting for us when we're telling our story to each other and just saying, wow, how did we walk through all of this? We kind of lived separate lives. You were so busy.
Yeah, I was absolutely a workaholic.
Yes, yes.
And I didn't like confrontation. And I liked feeling like, what could I do to make myself feel better? Because I didn't. So I'd go work because work gave me satisfaction. Now, I grew up on a farm, and so I'm a farm boy and just ingrained with a lot of chores and things like that. So
yes.
Work was all I knew. And then really to not, you know, it's kind of like on the farm, the men go out and work. The women.
And they don't think the women are working. Well, you don't see the work that's going on to prepare the meals and to take care of the kids and to do the grocery shopping. You don't really see that as work when you're on a farm. You know, the men have a different definition of work.
That's right.
Then we were coming together trying to blend all that. So when I was working all the time, quote, oh, I got to provide for the family, yet, you know, the majority of load was on her with four kids and everything that we're doing for homeschool, it there wasn't a lot of us. It was
unity.
Yeah.
Yes. So you could say, I think we say to each other, it was really broken. We were surviving. Mm-hmm. We were just surviving those
going
years.
Through the motions, right?
And you are an example of millions of couples
in
the United States here right now.
Sure.
You really are, because they don't mention it. They look like a good marriage, and they're raising their children, and they're going to church, and they're doing all the things they need to do to look good.
I think every relationship has something between it that you're just kind of like, oh, okay, we're trying to get through this. And there might be mistrust. There might be betrayal. There might be all kinds of issues that are just kind of underneath, you know, the surface. It's hard to talk about every single thing and trust that the person you're talking to is really revealing truth and authenticity.
Yes. And you both of you came from divorce situations.
Mm-hmm.
Matthew, you'd been divorced, and Kimberly, you were divorced, and then you decided to come back to Broken Arrow and finish your 31 years away from mom.
Yeah, well, that wasn't the initial plan.
No, it wasn't. But you were sitting,
out.
I think you were sitting in church in 1992 in church, and were you sitting next to each other or in a row? Oh, I remember you were saying you were sitting in a row of young people who had...
It was the D row because we were all divorced.
We called it divorce row.
And so we'd hear a message on divorce. We'd all look at each other.
And say, we're okay.
We are okay. Yes, we are.
Let's go out afterwards and have some food.
God is with us. Yes.
Yeah. So she sang a song. He'll do it again. And I just went up and complimented her afterwards. And she was kind and said, oh, thank you. And what she says today is the Lord. This is the Lord ministering to me. And then you ask my name because that's what you do.
Oh,
and she goes, I know your family.
Yeah, when you said Matt Duell, I was like, okay, I never would have recognized you because it had been years since we had seen each other.
Yes.
Right.
In fact,
we were
John
kids.
And Barbara Wells and their daughters used to stay at your mom and dad's house.
When she stayed in my brother and I's little bunk bed
room. That's right. When we were singing.
Eight.
Yes.
Yeah.
I was 12.
Yeah, we were very young. So I didn't recognize you, and I never would have known it was
likewise.
You. Yeah. But that was fun. When you tell me that you're Matt Duell, I'm like, I know you. I know your parents.
Right. And what's funny is we got to talk a little bit. She seemed to know more about the Duell than I did. And I'm like, wow. Oh, really? That's interesting. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's how it started out. And it just seemed like such confirmation at the time because we were in a completely different state than when we knew each other as children. So I knew that that was the Lord. It was very soon after that I didn't think it was God anymore. Or if it was God, then he made a mistake.
God made a mistake. Okay.
Did I not listen correctly?
And, you know, that we do. We get to that place where we forget that we're in a really big story. It's his story.
His story, right? We like to say that.
Yeah. And I stopped trusting that God was in it, and it became some chaos, and it was hard. Because we had both been through divorce, we did not want to divorce again, because that doesn't seem to be the answer. And especially with all the confirmations up front, you know. So I personally just sat with the Lord and said, okay, you gave so many signs in the beginning that were confirming, I believe you are in this, but this is hard. Mm-hmm. Now what? And what the next thing was four children. I just stayed very busy, which really created more distance between Matthew and I.
It did. Right.
So I did the homeschooling and was very involved with the children while he was taking care of the business, and a lot of distance there. So I was reading from Jeremiah 10:23, and I do like the Message translation. Do you want to read
that? Sure. So I'm going to start with 23 there that says, I know, God, that mere mortals can run their own lives, that men and women don't have what it takes to take charge of life.
That's right.
So, correct us, God, as you see best.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I love that. It says in the Tanakh that man's road is not his own to choose, that man, as he walks, cannot direct his own steps. So I know, God, that mere mortals can't run their own lives.
Mm-hmm.
I get that.
Yes.
And so you need to step in and do what you do best. And sometimes that's taking things apart. You were just letting me know that there's a certain place that has needed machines. You've been delivering machines to them, and they keep breaking down.
Right.
So you took them a brand new machine.
Broke down.
And it broke down.
So we have to look at, okay,
yeah,
operator error or, you know, and isn't that analogy for us that...
Yeah,
operator errors within ourselves.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. In our marriage, mm-hmm, we had operator error on both sides, and we were damaging the machine. We were damaging the story. Mm-hmm. And so sometimes when you get in there to fix the story, things have to really come apart.
And yeah, that's right.
You dig into a machine, and you're just taking parts out. You're taking the cover off. You are just really stripping it. Mm-hmm. And That's a good thing. It doesn't feel good, but it is a good thing. And we can't go with our feelings in those moments when we feel like we're being stripped and shaken down.
Mm-hmm.
We can't go with our feelings on that. We can trust God and say, we know you're in this. We know you're doing something good.
That's right. And this journey that you were on, even though you were individuals and you were doing separate things in your family, we know that God is getting to the heart of the matter with your hearts.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to come in different ways because he knows each of you in a different way and each of you operate in a different way. So God had a plan and he had some work to do to bring you together.
And so he's going to always work his plan.
Yes. I know the plans I have for you. Yes.
But he's very patient.
Oh.
And very kind and full of grace and mercy. And, you know, we used to hear somebody say, if plan A didn't work out, you just do plan A again. There's not a B, C, and D with the Lord. It's just, you know, it may not be exactly, and then you get around to his plan later because, you know, I think pride, we could talk about pride here. You mentioned earlier when this show started how we're actually getting along and we work well together. That's been a long journey because, again, a farm boy, I had a certain ways of doing things, understanding how she had a certain way of doing things. Mm-hmm. But also because I was non-confrontational, I just went along with certain things. And so maybe I wouldn't really express myself or really share, this is the way I like it. Mm-hmm. Well, after years and years of accumulating that and then starting to work together, my way of coming out would come out. Mm. And her way of like, you haven't expressed that to me before, and so working together has gotten harder and harder until it just got to a spot where
probably just about the 31 years that you've been married, probably just the last 3 or 4 years.
I would say the turning point was when we went to Israel together.
Mm-hmm.
And I got really sick on that trip. I don't get sick. I'm really not one that goes down. And
so, real quick, though, just to insert in there, the back in 19, because I thought it was so bad, and this wasn't what God wanted. So I filed for divorce after 26 years.
Wow.
I filed. Okay. Wow. What was I thinking? But
well, you are like a majority of the people. You were talking about plan A, plan B, plan C. You go back to plan A, and a lot of people take the plan B and the plan C and just get out of there, get out of the whole marriage.
So, yeah, what's fun, and I understood your heart there, is when we do that as human beings, when it feels like, even if you're looking back on it now and it feels like a mistake, like you made a mistake to file for divorce, or that's still plan A for God.
God's working in it.
Yes.
Because that's what really shook me up. I, for lack of a better term, I went through a shredding opportunity with God, but I allowed myself. I said, yes, Lord. That took 4 years of complete separation with coming back together. But what was so amazing is 2 years ago, a year and a half ago, coming up on 2 years, we actually had the opportunity, even though we were still separated, to go to Israel together on a 12-day trip.
It was because of Levi's class.
Mm-hmm. Right.
What an opportunity. And I go back to Romans 8:28, all things, even the divorces, the failures, the mistakes, all things work together for good to those who love God.
So we're in Israel together, and we're in the same room together for the first time in many, many years. And
that's God.
And I got sick, and I couldn't sleep.
Really
when
sick.
When hit my sinuses, and I couldn't breathe. And if I can't breathe, I can't sleep, you know.
And Kimberly's one to not complain. Everything is fine. But when she was grabbing my arm, saying, hey, this is, I need.
I just remember you asking, are you okay? And I said, I need someone to pray for me, and I'm not asking you. I don't want to put that pressure on you, but I've got to just get up and possibly start contacting people back home and just ask for prayer. But you started praying.
Mm-hmm.
Praise
and it
God.
Turned into a very long prayer. It wasn't just prayer for my health. It turned into prayer for our marriage and prayer for our children and prayer for our family and prayer for the business and prayer over our church and prayer over our United States and prayer over Israel. I mean, it just turned into a really long prayer. That's the first time that I remember ever being in prayer together as a couple.
Same.
And being in agreement.
Unfortunately, say that. But
yeah.
Fortunate, but unfortunate to say after 20,
well, the
better,
thing is,
30 years, 30
better
years.
Than never.
It's still plan A, right?
It's still plan A.
Because God knows what it's going to take every individual to strip out the damage from just being humans, and what it will take to get pride out, to get self-pity out, to get rage, to get all the junk.
Yeah, that's like you doing the trees and the bushes in my yard. You took out all the suckers, all the things that were tangled in there, all the dead little...
And beauty, there it comes.
Wow, they just look gorgeous.
It's never a waste of time.
Never.
It doesn't matter that it took 26, 27, 30 years. It does not matter.
What is it to God?
And one of the biggest things, which is just another huge testimony, was being in Israel. And when they talk about the land of milk and honey, it's all rock. Most of it's
all
rock. But you've learned.
It's like, what is milk and honey here?
You so understand that God is the rock of our lives, and He's the rock.
Mm-hmm.
And there's just something about seeing the Lord taking care of us. Well, I believe it's the next day. It was our 30th wedding anniversary, and we were in Israel learning about the rock. On our 30th, and we actually even went for a camel ride.
Oh, yeah, I've got the picture. I think I put them in the Express newsletter.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. So Psalm 81:16 says that there's honey from the rock, that God can bring honey from the rock, and that that's how He will feed His people and satisfy His people. And I think sometimes we forget that the hard things, that's, you know, rocky things, are the things that will bring the sweetest afterlife. You know, the and so we've been through some hard stuff. That's okay. It it did what it needed to do. We stopped hanging on to control, hanging on to our own way of doing things. That's why we can work together better now. We'll just start laughing about, you know, our little quirks and how he might see one branch and I see another branch that needs to come out
before you cut it off. And
right, yeah, because I'm the one with the muscles.
That's right. Yeah. So, but we also use a term which we are, which is endearing to us. We hold things loosely with the Lord, and we let Him have it.
So any plans that we make now, we just say, okay, well, that's a good outline, and now we'll just let the Lord fill in details and move us away from that if we need to, if we need to form another outline. So instead of being so controlling and rigid and having so many ideas that we think have to take place, being in life together and holding things loosely has drawn us closer to the Lord. It's drawn us closer to each other, and it has produced a peace that is remarkable. We can walk in our home now. Anyone can walk in home now and feel a tangible peace that some of them walk in and just start crying immediately.
Or they just want to sit and just be there.
Just sit, yes.
Yeah. Literally put their feet up and go, oh.
Can I stay for a while?
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Yes. Oh, that's wonderful. I've watched you mature, and I've watched it with a, you know, as a mom, I have watched you grow and mature and be the wonderful adult parents that you are to your four children. And all of them
We're
going in different directions.
We are blessed.
Sarah is on a plane to Hawaii where she's going to be find problems in the management of the restaurant she works for. And Hannah and Colton have just celebrated their fourth anniversary in Fargo, North Dakota. And Jonathan's working for you.
Right,
and
Jonathan.
Levi is kind of working and yet gaming still and doing some things.
He's amazing.
What a wonderful legacy you have of your children growing up with Jesus.
I guess I also just want to confess that I'm not sure how to be wonderful parents to these wonderful kids. I don't know how to do that for adult children. This is, you know, my first time around being a parent of adult children. And so we just pray a lot.
Yeah. 26. 23, 20, and 18.
Yeah.
We do.
We pray a
and
lot.
Sarah is soon to be 21.
Correct. Yeah.
Next month.
And that's really a lot of times we're like, oh, Lord, man, you say with that if we put the Word of God in their heart early, no matter what, can they come back to the Word of God?
That was yes. Yes. They will. They will come back.
Yes. So it's a restoration story, really, and learning to communicate has been, that's been an adventure.
It's gotten better.
Well, I enjoy your laughter. I mean, even when you're watching.
Well, we can laugh better now together instead of me getting all offended and walking off or something.
It's just getting rid of the I. I in your life and just getting into the other. It's like that three-letter word joy. Joy is J is Jesus, O is others, and the Y is you. You're the
last.
Third in line. That's right, you're last.
Yeah.
And it takes sometimes a lifetime, but it's worth it.
Yes.
It's worth it.
It is. I've heard a number of people describe marriage as a sanctification process. that's what it is. And I really do see that. When you get to live with somebody else, if you don't remain really open-minded to other ways of doing life, other ways of washing dishes, other ways of mowing the lawn,
painting.
And just letting go of what you think is the right way.
Or hanging pictures.
And I know that is ultimately what God is wanting with each one of us, for all of us to be willing to see His way and to let go of our opinions.
Yes.
Yeah, and I know we're close. So this isn't just happy, good feel talk here. This is years of a lot of tears, a lot of working and heartache and pain for us to sit here and testify to this. And wow, I think still best is still yet to come.
Yes, I'm so grateful that you had both a legacy of Christian parents. Because whether they were not perfect, whether they did right or they didn't do right, there was prayer behind those years that you struggled. Mm. And I know that Darren and I were praying for you.
Praise God.
Yes,
for that.
And
praise
I'm God. So grateful. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Even these last 15 years I've been without him, you have been there for me.
Especially,
and as a widow and as a mother,
absolutely.
That is really important, especially when you're 750 miles away. You've come in a few hours to be here when I've needed you physically and spiritually. So, oh, thank you so much. Any last words?
I was going to read from 2 Corinthians 9.
Yes.
Verse 8, it says, and this is the Message translation, God can pour on the blessings in astonishing ways so that you're ready for anything and everything. More than just ready. God is more than just ready to do what needs to be done. As one psalmist puts it, he throws caution to the winds, giving to the needy in reckless abandon. And that is what he's done for us. He threw caution to the winds, and he trusted something would work out. And, you know, we eventually aligned ourselves with him and said, we
Amen.
Trust you too.
Amen.
We trust that you can work in this, even though it doesn't look like it's repairable. And look, he didn't just repair. He redeemed and
restored.
And reclaimed. I like that you like that word, Matthew.
I do.
Reclamation.
Reclamation.
And reconciliation. Yes, a spirit of reconciliation around you. Oh, it's been beautiful having you too.
Well, thank you.
In the studio, I wish you were closer so we could do this more often. And I know that if some of you would like a CD of this program, you have loved ones that are in a situation where they might need some real advice and help from the Word of God. Call me after the program today at 1-877-917-7256, and I'll send you that CD. I will have to send it after next Monday, but be patient. I will be sending it to you. God bless you and keep you. Thank you, Matthew and
Absolutely.
Kimberly.
Absolutely, Joy.
I'm going to have you tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll talk about
your
things.
Business.
Right.
Yes. Oh, your successful business. So I want to say to all of you out there, God, nothing's impossible with God. Nothing is too difficult for our God and our Savior. And I want to say to you the last word that we say to you on this program.
Take joy.
Thank you for listening to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. You may get in touch with Barbara at Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237. Or you may leave your message at 1-877-917-7256. Call to Freedom is a listener-supported radio ministry. Barbara and her power partners invite you to come on board with us and become a network of hands holding up Call to Freedom ministry. Power partners support Call to Freedom with prayer and monthly financial support. You will be blessed supernaturally. We invite you to visit Call to Freedom's website, www.freedomstreet.org, where you can hear Barbara's daily radio broadcast 24 hours a day or order materials. You may share your praise reports and heart cries by mailing them to Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or you may email us at barbaracarmack@freedomstreet.org. Until next time, remember, Jesus loves you, Barbara loves you, and take joy.